Howie, explain the move, why Tom is a good fit here.
Well, since Ryan left, we've been trying to find the right fit for us as a personnel staff and for the organization. And you're talking about someone who's not only a great evaluator, but he's a really good person, and he cares deeply about the city of Philadelphia and this football team.
So let's talk about the evaluation process. When you do your homework on somebody like Tom Gamble, how do you go about that? And I'm sure you talk to him about the philosophy of the kind of players that he's looking for. Kind of take us behind the scenes, explain all that.
Well, first of all, these conversations have been going on for a while. Tom and I have gotten a chance to get to know each other, and the way he thinks about things is very similar to the way we think about things, and his goals are to improve our football team. His goals are about our football team and getting it back to the place that we want it to go.
Howie, talk about the structure now as it pertains to upstairs and how it all works together.
Well, first, when you lose someone like Ryan Grigson, who, congratulations on winning Executive of the Year, that's a big shoes to fill. And for us, in the last year, we've added guys like Tom, Tom Donahoe, who was instrumental in building the Steelers Super Bowl championship teams, Rick Mueller, who was instrumental in the Saints on their run to the Super Bowl, Ed Manowitz, who was instrumental in getting the University of Alabama to where it was from a recruiting standpoint. So those are big people for us to add. We think they're great evaluators, great people, and added to our director of college scouting, Anthony Patch, our great college staff, and the people in-house, and we're excited about what we're building here.
Howie, can you talk about, you know, the early meetings with Tom and kind of how long you've had him maybe in the back of your mind as somebody that maybe someday would be part of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, when Ryan left, we had a very short list of people that we thought could fill his shoes in that specific role, and Tom was at the top of that list. And Coach Reed and I at the time had met and talked to the 49ers about getting permission to speak with Tom. The timing wasn't perfect that time, but we did talk to Tom, and we talked about at some point getting together in the future and working this out. And for us, it goes back a long time. This is someone that when I first came into the league, had an incredible passion for the Eagles, had reached out to me to wish us luck, and through the years, we've gotten a chance to get to know each other better.
The relationship with you and Tom, can you talk about that and the friendship and the mutual admiration that you guys have developed over the years?
Well, the one thing about it is that doesn't mean that he's a yes man. If he has strong opinions on things and I have strong opinions, we'll figure those out. That's a good thing to have. I think debate's an important part of this organization, of any good organization. So we're looking forward to that. And then at the same time, you know that his agenda is for the right things. I mean, he's coming here for the right reasons. He wants to be part of this organization. He wants to be part of this city. He's not looking for the next job. He wants to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
What exactly is his role here?
Well, it's going to be very similar to what Ryan did. He's going to be the vice president of player personnel, and he's going to be watching college players, he's going to be watching pro players. He's going to be dealing with our staffs just like I do, and then he's going to be a great person for me to bounce ideas off of no matter what it is. And just to add to our staff, we want to have great people around us, and we want to have a really strong personnel staff. And I think by getting him, I think that really kind of rounds out our whole staff.
As it pertains to the immediate future, Howie, how does it work? How quickly can you get him up to speed, and kind of what happens between now and September with Tom Gamble?
Well, we're fortunate that he's been part of the free agent process and the draft process throughout this year. So what we'll do is we'll sit down, we'll talk about where our board is. He'll talk about what he's thinking about these players. We'll try to marry those two things. And the same thing in free agency, where he is in free agency, the players that he likes, the players that we like, the ones that maybe he likes that we're going to try to get momentum on. We'll go back and watch those guys. And the same thing, the guys that we have some momentum on, he'll try to go back and watch them as well. And we'll marry all those things together, and we'll get great ideas, and I'm really excited about it.
How do you know when somebody's good in the business?
Well, part of it's with players, too. When you're projecting players in college and to the NFL, you go by what you see, and you go by what you know, and we go by what you hear, and then it's fitting. And we have no doubt that Tom's going to fit seamlessly into our structure. And what his agenda is perfect fit for us. He just wants to win. He just wants to be part of the revival of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a new and exciting time for us as an organization. And to get someone like him, it just takes us up another notch.